This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation. Period. The patient's name, Ward, W-A-R-D. First name, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S. Date of birth, April 18, 1989. Date of evaluation, July 30th, 2025. The chief complaint, 36-year-old male scheduled for discectomy. The HPI. The patient is a 36-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation who is referred by Golden State Orthopedics and Spine for preoperative clearance, period. The HPI, the patient is a 36-year-old male with a work-related injury and lumbar complaints, period. At the time of his initial injury, he was working as a deputy sheriff for the county of Alameda, period. His onset of symptoms began in December of 2023, and he was diagnosed with disc herniation and underwent surgery in June of 2024, period. In April of 2025, he had a recurrent disc herniation after being in a crawl space and being crouched for a long period of time. The patient noted recurrent pain, which occurred 2 days after the incident, period. The patient initially evaluated at Kaiser, period. He had then reported stabbing, shooting pain going into the left buttocks, period. Pain further radiated into the hamstrings, period. Pain on average is 3 - 4/10. It is worsened with sitting. It is improved with lying in the supine position, period. He has difficulty performing work duties and activities of daily living, period. He had subsequently underwent a conservative course of treatment to include oral steroids, physical therapy, home exercise program, and non-steroids, period. The patient has continued with symptoms and is now felt to require surgical intervention. His past medical history includes 1, ulcerative colitis, next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next number, industrial injury at the L3-4 level. Past surgical history, L4-5 discectomy. The medications, flecainide, 10 milligrams PRN, azathioprine, 10 milligrams daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had breast cancer, social history, patient notes rare alcohol but denies cigarette or drug use. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. physical examination, blood pressure 118/70, pulse 68, respiratory rate 18, height 72 inches, weight 265.4 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal exam, there's mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. Flexion is limited due to pain, as is extension, period. The strength, left 2/3 in the hip / correction. The right, there's 2/3 in the hip flexors, left also reveals decreased strength, period. Quadriceps are noted to be 3/4 plus, period. Data review, lumbar x-ray reveals moderate to severe loss of disc height at L2-3, L4-5, and L5-S1, period. There is grade 1 retrolisthesis at L3 on L4, period. Lumbar MRI reveals herniation at L4-5 causing severe left lateral recess stenosis. The clinical impression, 1, lumbar disc herniation, next number, spinal stenosis lumbar region with neurogenic claudication, next number, other intervertebral disc degeneration of the lumbosacral spine, next number, history of atrial fibrillation, i.e. paroxysmal, next number, history of ulcerative colitis. The EKG of note reveals sinus rhythm 53 beats per minute, non-specific ST/TVAC changes. The plan will proceed with labs, period. Further recommendations pending review of laboratories. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.